Soraka Field in Rhinelander is a quiet little park just north of the Oneida County Courthouse on Rive Street. A popular sledding hill today, this park once bustled with the energy of Rhinelander High School. The school sat high on the hill, overlooking downtown Rhinelander with a natural, bowl-shaped field below used for athletic activities. Many people still refer to it as the Bowl. But have you ever wondered how it became known as Soraka Park? Antone Soraka, known as Tony, was a standout football player for Rhinelander High School. Born in Port Washington on October 11, 1910, Tony graduated in 1928. He excelled academically, won writing awards, served as president of the R Club, a student athletics group, and was a star player on the football team, making the all-conference list his senior year. Tony had dreams of attending college and continuing his football career, but his plans changed when his father Matthew died in 1929. As the eldest son, Tony took on the responsibility of helping his mother, Marie, run the family business, the Woodboro General Store. Despite the demands at home, Tony continued playing football on the city's traveling team, often walking 7 miles from Woodboro to Rhinelander for practice and games. He was known as a cool-headed and clean player, according to newspaper accounts of the day. On October 25, 1931, just 2 weeks after his 21st birthday, Tony's team, the Rhinos, faced Clintonville's traveling team in a particularly rough game. By the fourth quarter, more than half a dozen players had been injured. Tony, playing left tackle, made a final charge through the offensive line to take down the ball carrier. In the attempt, he collided violently with another player's knee, hitting his head. Tony had long struggled to find a helmet that fit properly and didn't cause headaches. On that day, he wasn't wearing one at all, as helmets were not yet mandatory. After the hit, Tony staggered off the field, trying to shake off the impact. He was helped up the long flight of stairs to the school's dressing rooms, where he was examined by Rhinelander's Dr. Sheik. Before being rushed to St. Mary's Hospital, Tony expressed that he had felt sleepy. Meanwhile, the game continued in the bowl, with Rhinelander losing 13-19. Tony's coach, Bill Hack, teammates, and several referees rushed to the hospital after the game. Tony's condition worsened, and by 7 p.m., he slipped into a coma and passed away from a basal skull fracture. Tony Soraka was the embodiment of youthful vitality, and his sudden death left his friends and community in shock. Rhinelander mourned with his mother and siblings, grappling with the tragedy and questioning whether the sport was worth such a loss. In Tony's honor, the team played one final game before canceling the rest of the season. It drew the largest crowd for a sporting event in Rhinelander's history to that point. Heartbroken, many of Tony's teammates never played again, and some struggled to even watch football after witnessing the accident. In November, Tony's teammates petitioned the school board to name the athletic bowl in his honor. The board hesitated, concerned about how the tragedy might affect the school's image. While it was unofficially referred to as Soraka Field for years, many people eventually forgot the story behind the name and returned to calling it simply the Bowl. Years later, after the high school was demolished, the Bowl became a city park. It was officially named Soraka Field, honoring the young man who lost his life playing the game he loved. I'm Carrie Bladorn, and this is a Northwoods Moment in History on WXPR.